and Jim Leland and the pitching errors. It's going to be a series I think people will look back and say, I think it was five pitching errors, and that week off may have also hurt them in addition to a young pitching staff.
It was just staggering. I mean, I don't think anybody who's been around the game, certainly I don't qualify, but, you know, I sit there next to Tim McCarver, and I talked to Jim about it. I talked to Leland about it. You know, that was the one thing that they worked on during the break. You know, the pitchers and the first baseman, pitchers fielding their position, they work on that the first thing that when they show up at spring training before the position players get down there, and then it's kind of put off to the side, and it's something that they specifically worked on during that week off. And yet that's what cost them more than just about any other singular part of the game, at least extending that World Series and getting it back to Detroit. I mean, those pitchers' errors were unbelievable and not even close. I mean, airmailing first base, airmailing third base, dropping
not
the
even
ball.
Close.
It just was unbelievable that, you know, talented athletes like that couldn't get off the mound and make a play, and it happened every game of the World Series.